There's the comic book character with the adorable pet pup and the giant pumpkin. And then there's this Charlie Brown. This Charlie Brown was a rookie U.S. fighter pilot in World War II. On his first mission, he flew just above a German anti-air station into a buzzsaw of enemy fire. Welcome to the big leagues, rookie. On the ground, one of Germany's ace pilots was refueling. His name was Franz Stiegler, Franz the Feared Stiegler. And Franz saw a U.S. plane fly overhead. He couldn't wait to get back in the pilot's seat. He was getting ready to add one more downed enemy plane to his resume. Franz topped off and took off. He was ready to shoot the enemy down when he couldn't believe what he saw. Someone got to Charlie Brown's plane before he did. The tail gunner was dead. Another member was hit in the leg, another in the eye, and Charlie was hit in the shoulder. When Charlie Brown and his crew saw the German plane, they knew they were toast. All Franz had to do was fire. But Franz never fired. He tried to divert the plane to a German airfield to get them to surrender, but they didn't want to land in a German airfield. He tried to get them to fly to Sweden where they would be safe, but Sweden was a no-go. They couldn't talk to each other. They couldn't communicate with one another except through hand signals. Charlie wasn't really sure exactly what was in Franz's mind or what was his motive. So Franz did the unthinkable in a time of war. Franz risked his own life and flew in a formation on Charlie's left wing so the other Germans wouldn't shoot Charlie down as he escorted his enemy plane to open water. Wow. What mercy. And with that, you're listening to LJ Harry. And you're listening to You're a Good Man, Franz Stiegler, on Simplify. Once Charlie was safe, Franz pulled away and flew away with a salute. After the war, these two enemies reunited and became fast friends for nearly 20 years before Franz finally died. But for a heartwarming moment, in the heat of war, over his own territory, with his own countrymen watching and waiting for him to shoot down an enemy plane, Franz Stiegler obeyed Jesus' seemingly impossible command to love your enemies. People are still hailing his and Charlie's encounter as World War II's most incredible encounter. Whether Franz ever heard of Jesus or not, he obeyed Jesus' command to love your enemies. It was much easier for Franz to love his neighbor, who wore the same uniform and flew the same flag. Not so much to love his enemy, because his enemy was trying to shoot him out of the sky at the same time he was trying to shoot his enemy out of the sky. But for some reason, known only to God and to Franz, Franz did. When Jesus told the multitude on the mountain they needed to love their enemies, they couldn't believe their ears. They didn't need their imagination because their enemies weren't metaphors. They were real. Their enemies were the Roman soldiers who invaded their city and patrolled their streets. And Jesus said, "Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you." Boy, it's been a minute since I've heard anyone ask prayer for an enemy. When someone asks for prayer requests, we don't think of the kids in homeroom who make fun of the way we dress or curse the name of the Jesus we bless. We don't think of the woman at work who curses because she knows we don't, or the guy who blows smoke in our faces because he knows we won't fight back. Love your enemies were some of Jesus' first words in his ministry, his opening sermon. If we fast forward 3.5 years through all the miracles and parables, we'll come to his last words. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, fighting for every labored breath, he pushed himself up against the unforgiving timber of the cross and prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It's one thing to preach, "Love your enemies." It's another to practice it. Jesus did both. Maybe that person who persecutes you is pushing you, not because they hate you, but maybe they want to see if what you have is really real. If you fight back just like everyone else, they'll assume Jesus can't change their life because he really didn't change yours. But through the power of God's Spirit, we must live radically different than this world. When you're going through your prayer list this week, add a couple names of people not like you who don't like you. add a few names of people who sit on the other side of the aisle, whether that's at church or that's in politics. I dare say even add a name of a neighbor who has a different lawn sign than you do in October and in November. If you're frustrated with your neighbor because they've been combative with you over your political views, just pray for them. Don't fight back. Pray. But if you can think of anyone you wouldn't mind seeing stuck in a snowbank for a few hours, you might even smile at the thought of them stuck in a snowbank for a few hours. Pray for them. This simple statement near the end of Matthew 5 lives time zones away from simple, but God's grace and spirit will make the impossible command possible. We certainly learn from Jesus how to live it, and from Franz that it's possible to live it in our day. Let's pray. If there's someone in your life that you consider an enemy, why don't you take some time today and pray that God would help you to love them just like Jesus loves you. Lord, I love you. You love me. While I was yet a sinner, you still died for me. When I was yet without strength, when I was still at war with you, you gave your life for me. Help me today to love my enemies, to love those I disagree with, to love those who don't like me. Help me, Lord, I pray, to reach out and be a blessing to those who curse me and pray for those who persecute me. I ask you today, God, help all of those listeners to do the same. Help us not only to love those who love us, but to love those who hate us, and let them see your love through us. I pray this today, God. Give us grace in your spirit to live this out. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thanks for tuning in to Simplify. Hope this episode has been a blessing to you. And I want to tell you about another podcast. If you have a hankering for some more podcasts, you're looking for some more listening, then why don't you look up The Preacher and the Policeman? I'm the preacher, and my dear friend, Sergeant Andy Burns of Mount Vernon, Ohio, is the policeman. And we just launched a podcast 2 months ago called, aptly named, The Preacher and the Policeman. You can find it on Google, Spotify, Podbean, Pandora, Amazon, and we're working on 8-tracks, so everything should be available for you wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope you'll enjoy it. We do our best to mix in current events with the pinch of the gospel and add a heaping helping of humor, so I hope you'll enjoy that. This past episode was concerning an issue that I consider to be the greatest issue in this presidential election and what is on the line. It's called Choose Life, and you'll find it on that podcast. Thank you again for being a part of this podcast. All of our friends in Texas and Louisiana, which I pray are safe from Hurricane Delta, continue their fierce rivalry in pretty much everything, including podcast downloads. But of course, because of Hurricane Delta, they've had other things on their minds, like safety and survival. So that's why I believe Texas has quite a formidable lead over Louisiana. But hey, all of you in Louisiana, I pray you're safe. I pray you're rebuilding, recovering. And if there's anything on Simplify that can be a blessing to you, I'd love to hear about it. Love to hear how you're doing. Please look me up on Instagram or Twitter, LJ and Andrea, LJANDANDREA, or Facebook, LJ.Harry. I would love to hear from you and hear if Simplify is being a blessing to you, and if so, if there's any way I can be a help and blessing to you all as well. Next week, I want to share with you a devotion called It's Just Us. And it stems from a couple Novembers ago when a gentleman in our church made a statement that completely, you could feel it happen in the spirit, that completely changed the direction and trajectory of our church. It's called It's Just Us. And I look forward to sharing that with you next time. And always, look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.